Let's get the latest from Washington, where it appears a government shutdown is likely to happen tonight. NPR congressional reporter Scott Detrow joins us from Washington. Scott, what's the latest?
Well, the latest is that we've learned that President Trump has invited Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer to the White House for a one-on-one meeting. We were told that meeting would be happening shortly. It might even be happening right now. We don't know for sure, but Trump and Schumer are meeting. And given the way that Trump will get in a room with Democrats and agree to what they say and get in a room with Republicans and agree to what they say, a lot of Republicans in Congress are pretty nervous about the idea of Trump and Schumer figuring something out together.
What could they figure out that could avoid a shutdown? Because hasn't the House already been given the ability to leave town at this point? So basically the Senate would have to accept what the House passed, right?
Yes and no. The House said that. That was a bit of brinksmanship. But House members have been warned that they should be prepared to return to Washington imminently for votes. Not clear how quickly they could get back together. And here's the other thing. If Trump and Schumer got to some sort of agreement and said, OK, we'll vote for the CR, we'll vote to keep the government open on the promise of doing X, Y, and Z early next week, it'd be hard for a lot of Democrats to buy that, given the fact that President Trump so quickly changes his mind, especially on this issue.
Is it possible that there will be some resolution on the issue of the Dreamers, the people brought here illegally as children who are going to be deported if nothing gets done?
I mean, that is the key issue right now. Democrats want to see increased domestic spending as well, but this government could shut down mostly because of the fact that Democrats are angry at the president and Republicans for not resolving DACA yet, not agreeing to something that would give permanent protection for the 700,000 or so people in that program.
And if there is a shutdown, this would be the first time it's ever happened with one party controlling all three of the branches.
That's right. And that's why Democrats feel confident that President Trump would be the one taking the blame for this. But so far, the White House has been pretty persistent calling this the Schumer shutdown,
right,
saying if it happens, it's because of Democrats.
NPR congressional reporter Scott Detrow. Scott, thank you.
Thanks. Talk to you soon.
And joining us now is Congressman Jim Jordan, who's a Republican from Ohio. Congressman, welcome to you.
Good to be with you.
And is there going to be a shutdown tonight?
You'd have to ask the senators that. That's over in their side of the Congress right now. So you'd have to talk to Chuck Schumer and see if that's going to happen. But it seems to be they want to not fund our military and close down the government because they think a bad immigration policy, amnesty is more important than funding the troops and keeping the government open.
So you think it's amnesty to allow the Dreamers, people who were brought here illegally as children, to stay in the country?
I think it's wrong to make that the issue that is comes first, because I don't think that's consistent with what the election was about in 2016. I think it was pretty clear that the election was about, on that particular, on the immigration issue, it was about border security wall, it was about ending chain migration, it was about sanctuary cities, it was about the visa lottery, it was about E-Verify, it was about those border security and security issues that were front and center. So that's got to be the focus of immigration policy, and that's certainly not the focus of Democrats, who are saying we're going to shut down the government, we're not going to pay the troops, because we think it's more important to make DACA and amnesty the priority versus security when it comes to immigration.
How can you make the case, though, that the Democrats are at fault, given that the Republicans control the White House, the House, and the Senate right now?
You know how it works, right? You know how it works. It's a crazy rule, and I'm for getting rid of it, but you know how it works is the crazy 60-vote rule in the Senate. You got to have Democrats support something to get it passed, which is just, it's ridiculous, but it's the fact. So when Democrats aren't willing to do what they all voted for, I mean, they all voted to fund the military. A couple months ago, we passed the National Defense Authorization legislation, which set the military spending at a certain level, and now they're not even willing to go there unless they get more spending and they get amnesty for folks who came to this great country in a legal way.
So you think Democrats are going to be blamed if there's a shutdown?
I'm not worried about blame. I'm worried about doing what the American people sent us here to do. So you can blame whoever you want, and you guys probably will blame Republicans, but I that's not my focus. I think we make the job too complicated. What was the election about? What did we tell the American people we were going to do? They then elected us and sent us here to accomplish certain objectives, certain policy goals. Let's do that. And I know they did not say, I mean, what Dick Durbin wants What Chuck Schumer wants is, oh, let's do a DACA amnesty legislation, and then maybe we'll do a little security along with it. But that's not what the election about. The election was about doing all the security things I just talked about, doing all those, and then, okay, we're going to make sure we address the situation with these 700,000 folks who came here illegally.
You're a founding member of the Freedom Caucus, which doesn't like doing these short-term extensions. Why were you willing to go along with this one?
Well, you're right. We don't like them, and I voted against a lot of them in the past. I voted for some that I thought strategically made some sense. We made the calculation last night that we would vote for this one. You know, we've got some commitments from leadership to do certain things that we think are going to be helpful if they follow through on those commitments, which we hope they do. Then I think we're going to get some better policy. But you're right. I think it's bad to lurch from short-term spending bill to short-term spending bill, particularly for our national defense. But we did. The vast majority of our members supported it last night.
Are you leaving town today, or are you staying?
I've got a flight scheduled for late tonight, but I'm staying the rest of the day because of the pro-life march here in town. We got a number of pro-life groups and families from Ohio who will be stopping by our reception.
But you're not going to stay in case there's another vote needed in the House to avoid a shutdown?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, again, it depends on what the Senate does. If I need to stay, I'll stay. But I just don't know.
That's Jim Jordan, a Republican congressman from Ohio. Thank you so much for joining us.
You bet, brother. Take care.